Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Where are the clowns? Send in the clowns. Just when I stopped opening doors, finally knowing the one that I wanted was yours, making my entrance.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us on this Tuesday, December 28th broadcast. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I want to play a part of Tucker Carlson's show where he just gets better and better. Looking at the dangers of cell phone radiation, which they admit cause cancer. And then Wayne Allen Root's going to be joining us to talk about the pandemic of the vaccinated, Biden's approval ratings, how restrictions, rules, and mandates have backfired, and so much more. But first, here's Tucker Carlson.
In the issue of cell phone radiation, we've been in denial. And the denial is in large part, as you said at your introduction, psychological. We simply can't think about the possibility. Is it a chance that these things are harmful? The answer is we have controlled studies where they take a test tube of sperm from a healthy man and they make two test tubes. One, they don't expose to cell phone radiation. The other gets exposed. The exposed test tube, those sperm will die three times faster with three times more damage to their DNA. That has been replicated in many studies, which is how science works. You have to just keep repeating the results. So we know that this is a fact. And yet, when the bodies that advise the government are asked for their advice, they say, we don't have enough evidence. Well, if you look carefully at the membership of those bodies and the revolving door that takes place between the industry and those who regulate it, you can see that there's really not been a full independent evaluation, which is why we at Environmental Health Trust are calling for a full independent evaluation of the science. This is just the past 2 years right here of the main studies done. Will be submitted to the court very recently. And the FCC has utterly failed to look at the science. It's a highly inconvenient truth.
You know, where are the trial lawyers in this? I mean, I have to ask, because greed is non-ideological. It's a great motivator. Trial lawyers are greedy by definition. You know, fine. They ended the tobacco industry effectively by suing. Mm-hmm. We learned in 1964 officially that smoking causes lung cancer and emphysema, all these health effects. And then they moved in and they shut it down. Mm-hmm. Why hasn't that happened here?
Well, it's interesting. Some of the same characters that were involved in telling you that tobacco was good for you. Remember, Thank You for Smoking?
Very well.
It's a brilliant movie and a very important basic idea that was the industry had its own PR people whose job it was to tell people smoking alcohol and tobacco, it's not really so bad for you.
Yeah, or it's complicated. We're not really sure. Like, the science is out.
In fact, the closing scene of that movie is just precious. It has the guy very confused looking, and off camera it says, well, is it true? Do cell phones cause cancer? And they all speak at the same time. Well, we're not sure. Maybe, maybe. And then the voice of authority says, I want you to practice saying these words in front of the mirror. While we are concerned about the evidence, at this time we have no proof that that cell phones are causing brain cancer. That's the last line of that movie. We have no proof. So what is proof? Proof in science on this issue comes from two things. You study animals experimentally under controlled conditions, or you look at patterns in people. And the difference between these two fields, which I happen to be both a toxicologist studying animals experimentally and an epidemiologist looking for patterns in people, the epidemiologist can only tell you about the past. We have to wait for the bodies. We are body counters in epidemiology.
Yes.
The toxicologists try to predict the future. They try to predict what's going to happen. So here we have a whole body of animal studies, many of which are in this stack, many of which have been before the FCC in previous iterations. And that body of studies has been basically ignored and dismissed by the same effort and by the same characters that went around discrediting people who warned about the dangers of tobacco. They have effectively used the strategy of attack the scientists, attack the science, attack the funders, and try to discredit the entire enterprise.
I have come to you countless times over the last 28 years and asked for your support, and you have come through, and you know who you are. And all that work is building towards the crescendo of 2022. I can say without a shadow of a doubt, intellectually, spiritually, and at a gut level, that all hell has already broken loose, and it's about to get 10 times worse. But this is the time that tries men and women's souls. And this is the time when we're going to all see who we really are. So now, more than ever, please spread the word about InfoWars.com and the articles, the videos. And please keep us on the air while you get great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. We have got the best supplements, the best films, the best books, the most informative information, all in one place, thousands of items at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's a win-win because you don't just get great products. You keep the tip of the spear, InfoWars, on air. You keep that light of liberty burning bright on that hill. Thank you so much for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com, and I'll see you in 2022.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Number three, Wayne Allen Root is a best-selling author, researcher, businessman, and, of course, talk show host, ReachForAmerica.com. He's got a new book out dealing with how we become activists and start standing up to the left's bullying. And I love getting him on as a guest. I've been on his show before as well. And I love the fact that he wants to get into the pandemic and the vaccinated, Biden's approval ratings, how restrictions, rules, and mandates have backfired. But I tend to think it was actually, you know, by design to shut down society, the Great Reset. But I get the logical people look at it and actually think the system's trying to fix things. But Wayne, let's just get the elephant in the room out of the way. You know President Trump. I know President Trump. I think he did a great job on the borders and great job standing up to China. And the list goes on for hours. And standing up against fentanyl and human smuggling. I mean, getting us out of the WHO. But on this so-called vaccine, I got that early on he thought it was a normal vaccine. I got that he knew they were holding the country hostage with fear. He wanted to end the fear. He went up there and took his mask off on TV and said, stop it. I mean, I was like, wow, I love Trump. So I gave him the benefit of the doubt. But then I know through Roger Stone, who's met with him quite a bit, I'll leave it at that, and others, that I put a lot of pressure nicely on Trump saying, hey, this thing erases your immune system. Hey, it doesn't protect you. That's even in the Jerusalem Post today that it's erasing immune systems. But we had scientists a year and a half ago knowing that. And now doubling down with Candace Owens in that interview last week and saying, oh, no, the only people sick are those that didn't take the shot, when we know it's those that take the shot are more often the sick. And it's just crazy. And my own family and people I know and my listeners, when I go to these big Reclaim America events and others, I'm not talking trash on Trump. My listeners are coming up pissed at him. I know you're a public figure. I'm sure you're getting the same feedback. And it's a special kind of anger because we know Pelosi's bad. We know Joe Biden's bad. We know Hillary's bad. We know Obama's bad. We know Fauci's bad. We hate them. They hate us. They're globalists. But we love Trump. So it's like a woman scorned here, you know. It's really upsetting people to see him and see CNN praising him and saying, oh, he's right, his constituents are wrong, when I can run circles around what Trump said. Those statements he said were not true. And I know you've been an early guy exposing this shot and the lockdowns and what's happening, and you've had a lot of courage, so I know you're a big Trump supporter, so am I, to watch what we invested in and how important he is to get Republicans elected and to run again and be president. I mean, I feel like a family member is dying, quite frankly, Wayne Allen Root. What do you say?
Yeah, I just wrote, Alex, the piece, Celebrate the Comeback of Donald Trump, the greatest comeback of all time. I wrote that a day before Christmas, or 2 days before Christmas, came out on Christmas Eve at websites all over the country. And basically, I talked about it every poll. He's just destroying Biden. He's winning by a landslide. He's one of the most respected men in the world, more than Biden or the Pope. He's made a huge comeback politically and financially. He just doubled or tripled his net worth with his social media company. And I wrote that for a reason, Alex. You know why? Because I felt it was important to establish with President Donald Trump what a huge fan, supporter, and friend I am, so I could then come back with my next column, which will be next week, which is what I call the intervention. He needs an intervention from a friend because he's the greatest president of my lifetime. I love him. I will always love him.
I mean, I think he was the greatest president since George Washington until he did this.
Fabulous. Fabulous. And I love the guy. I just got married last month. I'm a newlywed. He sent a letter to be read at the wedding. I'm going on my honeymoon to Mar-a-Lago in March. I've already booked the honeymoon to Mar-a-Lago in the suite right next to President and Mrs. Trump. So I'm a friend. I love the guy. And he's been right on everything except this issue. He's so horribly wrong on this issue. And the best way to put it, ironically, is he's dead wrong because people are dying left and right. In just the last few days, a 58-year-old Hollywood director, super fit, super healthy, wiry thin, the guy looked fantastic, drops dead of a heart attack. This is the word in every obituary now. Suddenly died. They're all vaccinated, and they suddenly died. There he is. He died in Canada, his home country. Now we've got the New York Times editor who just died of a sudden heart attack. We've got four soccer players in 5 days in Europe, professional 20-something soccer players who dropped dead of cardiac arrest. All these people, cardiac arrest. What have I said for a year now? The vaccine causes heart attacks, heart inflammation, heartbeat too fast, all kinds of heart issues, in addition to strokes, blood clots, multi-organ failure, herpes, shingles, autoimmune disease, but mostly heart attacks, cardiac arrest.
And so, Wayne, you're on fire here, but like you, because Trump is such an asset for freedom, it's painful, because I know Hillary's bad. I know the globalists are bad. But to watch him do this, knowing they've set him up, knowing when all this comes out, as it's coming out now, that it's hurting him, is there still time for him to extricate himself from what's happening?
Yeah, I mean, listen, what I'm going to write is, listen, I'm a friend and I love you, man, but you need an intervention. And the intervention isn't that you're going to change overnight from a cheerleader for the vaccine and love the vaccine and the vaccine's great and nobody's dying. You know, he's just in total delusion. But you're not going to change overnight. And I know that too. I hate the vaccine. The vaccine's bad. It was the plan. It's the great reset. Everyone's dying. That's not going to happen. But what he can do is pivot to never again discussing the deaths or non-deaths of the vaccine or how much he loves the vaccine. Pivot to the vaccine mandate is the great reset that's destroying the cops and the firemen and the nurses and the prison guards and the border guards and the people in the private sector and the government employees. Everyone's getting fired or quit, or they're going to get the jab and they'll be sick. People don't want it. It's against their will. Number one. Number two, mask mandates. Number three, lockdowns, which I'm betting you, even after what Biden said yesterday, that's a typical thing of liberals. Obama did it for 8 years, and I heard people say, they'll never pass Obamacare by reconciliation. That would destroy America, and it would destroy the Democrat Party. 3 weeks later, they passed it by reconciliation.
And Wayne, I want to get into everything else, but I got to say, I'm not kissing your ass. It's true. I'm kissing the truth there. You've got the best articulation of what's wrong with what Trump's doing. And I totally agree. And that's what I had Roger talk to him at length about in multiple meetings. Hey, say the young people don't need it. All the statistics show it. Say the booster is a scam. It lowers immunity. Here's the study. Roger brought in this stuff. And give him a little bit of a pivot to say, hey, we were scared. We didn't know. We rammed it through. Okay, it helps some folks with no immune system. But, hey, it's really bad for young. We even gave him the nuanced way to get out of it, and he didn't do it. That's why I'm starting to really see red here. But you're absolutely right. We don't expect him to flip-flop. We know he didn't do it on purpose. I get how they held him hostage. I get he knew the lockdown was going to kill hundreds of millions of starvation worldwide. I get why he did it. I mean, I know folks that talked to him at the time. I'm just saying he's got to get uncoupled from this now.
Yes, he does. And here's my, you know, look, I'm a pretty savvy guy politically. I understand what wins elections, and I understand what loses elections. And as an example, in Nevada, where I live, Las Vegas, Nevada, we had a Republican incumbent United States Senator, Alex. His name was Dean Heller. And he's not a bad person, but he tried to act fair and moderate and balanced and go with Democrats on a few key important issues.
No, exactly. Trump, let me steal your thunder. I mean, you're coming back, we'll give you the floor. Trump does not need CNN praising him and MSNBC. I have the clips. I won't even play them. They're so damaging to Trump. I mean, CNN is praising Trump right now. This is not good.
Right. And CNN and New York Times praised Dean Heller, our United States Senator, Republican. And I told him in my newspaper columns, I had the number one column in the Vegas newspaper, and I said, you're committing political suicide. Because when you side with Democrats on key issues that anger your Republican base, you lose the base, but you don't gain one Democrat vote.
Right.
Not one. He runs for re-election, he doesn't gain one Democrat vote, Dean Heller, and he loses a third of the base, and he loses a close race for re-election. I told you so, and I'm telling Donald Trump, the people who love the vaccine are mentally ill Democrats with Trump derangement syndrome. Not one of them will ever join you, vote for you, say you're great, tell you you did a good job like Biden did with the vaccine. They're only setting you up when everybody dies, everyone they know dies. You're getting the blame, President Trump. But none of them will ever vote for you. Not one liberal with mental illness and Trump derangement syndrome will ever give you credit.
All right, Wayne, you're blowing us out of the water here. Stay right there. We're going to come back and move into other topics, but you're dead on. I've never heard such truth. He's 100% right. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Show on this December 28th, Tuesday transmission. Wayne Allyn Root is a very popular syndicated talk show host out of Vegas. He's also a best-selling author, and I do know that his column gets picked up a lot of places, including in Vegas, and that Trump does read it. And I know for a fact, and I'm not name-dropping because I don't care. I've missed a lot of calls from Trump, and I've talked to him quite a bit on the phone over the years, but he's usually just political, and he's just praising his, you know, somebody he's his political ally. I want him to actually get advice, and I know Roger... A year ago, 6 months ago, a couple months ago, and Roger's given me permission to talk about this now because he thinks Trump's destroying himself. Before, I really wasn't allowed to talk about it. He's told Trump all this. He's brought them stuff I've sent Roger. And Roger's not stupid, and Trump is not listening. He changes the subject when it comes up, and he just can't change the subject. This is very destructive. So, Wayne Allyn Root, I want to get into the pandemic of the vaccinated, Biden's approval rating, how they get rid of him, where you see that going. How restrictions have backfired, the mandates, but in this segment, in the 8-9 minutes we have to the next, let's get back into this, because again, I don't really care if some guy I don't know 5 miles away is in a car crash and dies. I mean, I'm not glad he died, but I'm not going to cry about it. With Trump, this is really screwing with me, because I know he's smart, I know he's done so much good, I know bad guys hate him, and to watch him in league with Fauci and the Democrats and Biden praising him, he's giving me nightmares, quite frankly, and I'm trying to figure out where you see this going, and again, why he's doing this. I mean, just give us your overall view on this.
Well, he's wrong on one issue. Look, I've always said for years, Alex, that, you know, if I agree with a politician 80% of the time, you're my friend, not my enemy. And we'll just have to agree to disagree on a couple of key issues, but we can't fracture the Patriot Coalition. Donald Trump in every poll is beating Biden badly. Now, we all love Ron DeSantis. I think he'd make a wonderful president of the United States. I think he's the best governor of anyone in America, and maybe ever. Every move he makes, I agree with. So I love DeSantis. But if Trump's in, DeSantis can't be the nominee. Trump will just, like a wrecking ball, destroy everyone else. He's our guy. You got to ride the horse you got. So my goal is never to hurt Trump. I love Trump. He's right on every other issue. And this issue, he's dead wrong, and we just got to fight hard, you, me, Roger Stone, and others, to convince him it's political suicide. It's ruining everything you built by putting your name on this vaccine. Giant mistake. Now, let me tell you a very important factor that came out this week, because I want you to know this. I have been saying on my national radio show for the on USA Radio Network for the last year that the VAERS list was studied, which is the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System that reports all the injuries and deaths from the vaccine and all vaccines for the last almost 40 years. And I've been saying on my show that Harvard studied the VAERS list a couple of years ago and said only 1% of injuries and deaths are ever actually reported to VAERS, because once you're dead, you're not reporting it. The doctor doesn't want to report that he killed somebody. The nurse doesn't want to get fired by the doctor. The family is in pain planning a funeral, and they don't even know that the doctor can go to the VAERS list and put something in. So there's nobody to report it. So it's only 1%. Now, there's been a new study as of a few days ago. I attended Columbia University, the most communist Ivy League school in America. I was the only conservative at the entire Columbia University. I was the Reagan guy at Columbia, and I hated these people. I despised them. I couldn't believe what I found when I got to Columbia, including my classmate, Barack Obama. The worst people in the world, communists, hated America. And how about this? Almost all white people hated white people. The most weird combination of liberal, socialist, Marxist, communist ever. But Columbia even came out with a study a few days ago that said the deaths on theirs, you have to multiply by 20. They got it exact, by 20. Well, there's over 20,000 dead from the vaccine on the VAERS report. Multiply by 20. That means there are 400,000 dead Americans as a direct result of the vaccine, and there's a million that have been injured, crippled, disabled, and adversely affected, just under a million. Multiply that times 20. 20 million Americans are having massive health problems from the vaccine. And that's only now. The spike proteins guarantee you the strokes, the heart attacks, the blood clots, and the autoimmune issues will only be worse in year 2 and 3 and 4 and 5. So eventually it will be millions dead and literally 50 million, 80 million adversely affected, 100 million just in America. This is the most horrible thing that's ever happened in the history of healthcare. I'm pro-vaccine. I've never turned down a vaccine in my life. This isn't a vaccine. It's gene therapy gone bad. It's experimental. It's for emergency use only. It's for getting people rich at the expense of millions dying. And they don't care. The media doesn't care, and the government doesn't care. Matter of fact, the media is the one making everyone hysterical and panicked that the new form of COVID, Omicron, is coming. I call it fear porn. They're getting everyone hysterical, which makes you rush to the hospital. When you rush to the hospital, you don't need to be there. If you die, all you needed was ivermectin and a mega dose of vitamins, you wouldn't have died. But in the hospital, they send you home until you're so sick. When you finally come back, they put you on a vent and you die. They're creating the problem. There's no need for millions to die. There's no need at all. So two things are leading to people in the hospital. Three things. A fear porn by the media, hysteria by the media and Biden, and hospitals won't give ivermectin, which instantly kills COVID. Ask India. They ended the worst pandemic in the world in a state of 250 million people. COVID went away overnight when the government...
And Wayne, let's just add this before you go to the third point. In Virginia and New York and places, they have lines a mile long of people social distancing who don't even know they're sick, who want to go do this through the hysteria. This is crazy.
Right. And the third thing is the reason they're in the ER right now is because they got vaccinated. That's the irony. The vaccine kills your immune system, and every single week that it's in you, the immune system gets worse and worse and worse. Medical experts tell me until you literally have the immune system of an AIDS patient, and a simple common cold will kill you, and a simple mild flu.
And wait, that's my next point. Even the Israeli newspapers now admit that the booster shots are causing basically AIDS-like events. Dr. Zelenko was on last 2 weeks ago, said that. They know what they're doing. Big Pharma is turning our immune systems off, I think, ahead of something bigger they're going to release. I mean, because this is so bold what they've done. They're acting like there's not going to be civilization here soon. I mean, this is crazy.
And I call it the most vicious cycle you've ever seen in world history, because the more fear porn the media and Biden project upon you, the more scared people get of a cold. You know what Omicron is? A common cold and a mild flu, unless you're vaccinated, in which case it might actually send you to the hospital, or it might actually kill you, or you might actually die of a heart attack, not of Omicron. So they make you scared, which sends people to the hospital. The more people go to the hospital, the more the media reports Omicron is killing people and sending them to the hospital. And the more people that hear that hysteria and panic, the more people that decide to go out and get vaccinated, who in the past never got vaccinated. And once they get vaccinated, they'll wind up in the hospital and they'll wind up in the morgue. This is the most incredible, vicious cycle in history, and it is the pandemic of the vaccinated. And the last point I want to make, Alex.
Hold on, go there. So we got two more segments. Wayne Allen Root on the pandemic of the vaccinated, straight ahead. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Tomorrow's News Today. FreeWorldNews.tv is the URL they're not blocking still that takes you to Band.video. FreeWorldNews.tv, share it, and RootForAmerica.com.
Rarely in life you come upon something that is an absolute 360 win. And this is a 360 win situation for everybody that loves liberty, that loves health, that loves being informed, and loves being free. Ladies and gentlemen, when you buy amazing high-quality supplements at InfoWarsStore.com, or you get books, or films or water filtration or air filtration. All of that makes you healthier. All of that makes you wiser. And your purchase keeps InfoWars on the air at a time when it's so critical and the world is finally waking up. Help supercharge the Great Awakening even more into the year 2022. Please make the resolution to get Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Ultimate Bone Broth, our great Vitamin D3 product, Winter Sun, and others, at up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. It is a 360 win. The only way to fail is if you don't take action. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com now.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
And Wayne Allen Root, syndicated talk show host, best-selling author, syndicated columnist. And I get it, you squeezed in another topic before the break, but you're so dead on this. Start over, the pandemic of the vaccinated, because that's what the science, the numbers show. That's why seeing Trump with Candace Owens last Thursday saying, no, or Wednesday. It's the people that haven't had the shot that are sick, but we have all the studies. He's being set up. He's being lied to for whatever reason. So lay out this pandemic of the vaccinated.
Well, you know, I got the vicious cycle in the last segment. That's the important one. Everyone has to hear about the fear porn and what it leads to. Everyone running to the hospital, then it gives the media the chance to say, see, we told you so. Everyone's in the ER. Everyone's in the ICU. These are people with a common cold and a mild flu, and if they took ivermectin, It would go away instantly. They don't need to be in an ER. They don't need to be in the ICU if they took ivermectin in the first 3 days of giving COVID. But the media badmouths and denigrates and lies about ivermectin. The government, the CDC, and the FDA badmouths and lies about ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and other forms of natural treatments, vitamin C, vitamin D3, zinc, quercetin, probiotics. These are all things that are having tremendous effects on any kind of a viral infection. And we all know that. And by the way, everyone at home, you don't wait till you have the flu or COVID. You take those on a regular basis, like I have for the last 40 years. Vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin zinc, quercetin, probiotics. I take megadoses of garlic. You take it on a daily basis to make silver, to make sure you're always healthy and your baseline is health. So you either won't get sick in the first place, but no one can guarantee that. Or if you get sick, it'll be milder. And then you take the ivermectin and it's over. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. But I used it myself. I used it.
Well, that just shows. Yeah, well, they've been trying to suppress stuff we know works, which just shows how evil these people are.
Right. So here's the point. The key point about the unvaccinated. The pandemic of the unvaccinated that they claim. I call it the pandemic of the vaccinated. The government lies. They twist the statistics around so that literally almost everyone who dies, everyone who catches COVID, hospitalized for COVID, and dies of COVID, dies during the period where they're counted as unvaccinated. Within 30 days of getting the first vaccine, the first of two shots, and then within 14 days of getting the second shot, and I don't even know what the rules are for the booster, but they count as unvaccinated. So you drop dead of COVID, they say there's another unvaccinated person. But you actually got vaccinated and instantly got COVID and died. I call that a COVID vaccine death. They call it an unvaccinated death. So it's a tremendous fraud. In all the countries of the world where they don't have this fraud going on, where they admit the truth, in Scotland, in Wales, in England, in Israel, in Singapore, all the stats have come in. And the people who are dying of COVID have all been vaccinated. 80% or more of the deaths have been vaccinated. How do you explain that right now? New York has just about one third of all the COVID in America, not COVID deaths, but all the people who catch COVID. One third of everyone in America who has COVID is from New York. Now add in all the other deep blue states. Add in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, add in Connecticut, Massachusetts, Vermont, Michigan, Illinois, Maryland. Those are deep, deep blue liberal states, and they've all got infested with COVID, and everybody's vaccinated. How about the cruise ships? How about the Navy ships? They're all vaccinated. How about the athletes? 106 players in the NFL right now on the COVID list. But aren't they all vaccinated? This is the biggest scam, not COVID, but the reaction to it by government and the media. This is the biggest scam in history. As I
Wayne,
love to say
I
to
agree.
My fans,
let me just ask you this question. How does the deep state, the big pharma, think they're going to get away with something like this? I mean, this is crazy. Like, this is premeditated. It's implemented. It's depopulation. While they make hundreds of billions of dollars. I mean, if I was trying to destroy myself, if I was trying to make myself the most evil person in history, this is how I would do it.
Yeah, and listen, there's such a simple answer, and the reason I know this is because, believe it or not, I started my career, Alex, as the number one professional sports handicapper in America. I was the guy who picked the winners of football games on TV, like Jimmy the Greek. I did it at CNBC, then...
I've been watching you for 30 years, I remember.
And what I found was when the media doesn't like you, or when the media doesn't want you to make money, you can go 30 wins and 5 losses and prove yourself the greatest that's ever lived, which I've done. And then the next week you go 0-5. So you add it together, you're still 30-10. 3 winners for every 1 loser. You're the greatest ever. But they never covered the 30-5, and they put a headline about the 0-5 to make you look bad, destroy you, and slander you. So I understood the media's mechanics before I got into politics. The media is vicious. The media is the enemy. The media is the cover for everything going on. Every time a human being dies anywhere in America who's unvaccinated, they put them on the front of the newspaper and they say, see, they're all dying because they're unvaccinated. but they leave out the 20,000 in the VAERS report who died because they
That's
were
right.
vaccinated.
It's totally criminal because they're now just mercenaries of Big Pharma. So where do you see this all going? I want to get into Biden's approval rating. How do they get rid of him? Because you were, you know, talking about it years ago, so did I. They're going to get him in. They're going to remove him, put somebody else in. But my goodness, he's been even more geriatric than they thought.
He is so bad that, you know, it's like a crazy uncle that you hide in the closet. He should be in a nursing home, and instead he's in the White House. Very scary. I've said this. You know, listen, you know I had the number one show on Newsmax TV for 3 years and over 700 episodes. And eventually I had a falling out with the ownership of Newsmax. And the main reason was, and I've got all the proof because they texted me and they emailed me and I've got it all. They said, you're disrespectful to Joe Biden, because I kept saying he can't be president of the United States. His mental acuity is diminished. He has literally got dementia. He's literally got Alzheimer's or some form of it. You can't make him president of the United States. He's absolutely out of it. He doesn't know what he's saying. He's mumbling, bumbling Joe Biden.
Why does Newsmax, because I'm not against my competition. I want to be successful. Why'd they fire their top talk shows because he wouldn't take the shot? Why is Newsmax sabotaging itself?
I don't know. I just think all these people spend their time in New York, right? They spend their time in New York City around liberals. They want to be loved by
liberals. They're in a leftist bubble, and all they care about, all Chris Ruddy cares about is Bill Clinton kissing his ass.
And I like Chris Ruddy. I always like Chris Ruddy. I continue to like Chris Ruddy. But Chris Ruddy went on CNN with Chris Cuomo, and Chris Cuomo made the entire show about Wayne Root and what a conspiracy theorist I am. And from that moment on, I was marked for termination by Newsmax.
Exactly. Shouldn't he get that competition was mad at their star host instead of celebrating you? Instead, he said, oh my gosh, Chris Cuomo doesn't like Wayne Allen Root. We got to get rid of him. I mean, I remember that. That is pathetic.
That's the liberal bubble. And I'm telling you, now look at the revenge I got and the validation I got. I literally lost my job as the big host at Newsmax because of my opinions that one liberal in New York City didn't like. But Chris Cuomo lost his job because he was busy sexually harassing, allegedly, his own staff. And his brother was sexually assaulting and harassing, allegedly, his own staff.
Well, that's the big issue, was covering up for his brother.
Right. And not only covering up, but digging up dirt on the women who were sexually assaulted, allegedly, by the brother. Horrible thing. Chris Cuomo's a bad guy, and he was calling me a bad guy. It's classic Solomon.
Well, yeah. I mean, everybody knows you're not a bully. I'm not a bully. They say we're bullies. Chris Cuomo's a bully. His brother, the governor, was a bully.
And don't forget, they say, Alex, that we're conspiracy theorists. Every single thing I've talked about for 5 years has come true. And everything they talk about, Rachel Maddow, doesn't come true. They're the liars. They're wrong about everything. We're right about everything. But they've got the media to cover for them and claim that we're conspiracy theorists when everything we predict, almost everything, is right on the money.
That's right. That's why they don't want us to be on the field. They don't want us to have a slot in the race here, because if we get on the field, we're going to win. People want freedom. Final segment with Wayne Allen Root coming up straight ahead. Please don't forget his websites, rootforamerica.com, rootforamerica.com. Our sites are freeworldnews.tv and infowars.com. And it is a revolutionary act to share those links. So share those links from freeworldnews.tv and infowars.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He's way behind.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said,
"Boy, let me tell you what.
I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now, you played pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's John."
All right, folks, I'm going to host some of the next hour with the new Bears reports that just came out. It's even worse. Well, we previously reported the tens of thousands of deaths, the nightmares. And remember, only 1%, as our guest was pointing out, gets reported. Let me separately just remind you, we won't be on air unless you support us. You've been supporting us. We've changed the world together. The biggest sales of 2021 have got to end Thursday morning because almost all of our great supplements and other products have sold out. I can tell you the new sales are going to be a bunch of cool T-shirts we've gotten in that I've got to then shoot ads for and talk about. But the biggest sales of the last year are about to end. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Ultimate Turmeric Formula Bodies, Ultimate Krill Oil, highest rated krill oil. All of these are really amazing products. Super Coral, whitening toothpaste with iodine, and of course, tea tree oil, and so much more. It's all there. Prostaguard, 50% off. Lung Cleanse, 50% off. Turbo Force, 50% off. It all ends Thursday morning. So take advantage of the biggest sales of 2021. There's less than 48 hours left at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And you've heard the great political analysis of Wayne Allyn Root here. He's got his now already number one best-selling book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, available everywhere. I've actually got a copy of it somewhere around the office, but there's a printout of it. Be sure and get that as well to learn how to get patriots instead of just sitting there taking it to stand up and use some of the left's own tactics. So, Wayne Allyn Root, in closing, you've got your other point here about how restrictions, rules, and mandates have backfired and where you see all this going. I saw Biden a year ago when he stole the election, or less than a year ago, say, we're going to end this by Christmas, and we're still here. So I see him saying 5-day quarantine, not 15-day quarantine. I see him, out there doing all this as basically a feint or a juke to convince us that they're going to leave us alone. I don't see that happening. What do you see?
All right. So first of all, I got to say something. It's funny because in the break, I take notes what I want to talk about next, right? And I've got my notes sitting right here. And you come on. Great minds think alike, Alex. You come on and you play the music about the devil. And my note was to make sure I tell the audience that I am not the most religious man that ever lived. I am a Jew who took Christ as my savior 30 years ago. So I guess you'd call me a messianic Jew or a completed Jew. And I do pray to Jesus Christ every day. But I'm not someone who goes to church every Sunday. I work 24 hours a day and I don't have time. And so I'm not the most religious guy in the world. I have come to believe this is absolutely the devil. This is good versus evil. This is the devil and Lucifer versus God and the angels. And you and I, Alex, we're being chased by the devil because we tell the truth. We're on the side of the angels. This is absolute evil. And if you look at Rules for Radicals by Saul Alinsky, the book is dedicated to Lucifer the devil. And this is the plan, the strategy, this book, the game plan of every Democrat in office today, and it's dedicated to the devil. I'm now convinced this is absolutely the final battle of good versus evil. And man, you and I have got to stay strong because the attacks on us every day just never stop coming. And I appreciate you for your bravery. I appreciate you for your tenacity, your relentlessness, and everything you're doing because I know the attacks on you and I know the attacks on me. Just since I've been on your show today, I keep in the breaks looking at my texts and my emails. And on the emails, I have like 26, 27, 28 emails saying, F you, screw you, I hate you, I hope you die. This is the devil. These people are mentally ill on the left, and they never believed in God. This is one of my biggest points, Alex. I've been around the left my whole life. I'm Jewish. Most Jews are liberals. I lived in Hollywood. I was a game show host and a talk show host in Hollywood, one of the most in-demand ones in Hollywood 30 years ago. And I lived in New York. I lived in Malibu. And I went to college at Columbia. I've been around nothing but liberals my whole life. They hate God. They're all atheists. But now they have a God, Alex. Their God is the vaccine. Okay? It's a cult. It's the religious cult. Instead of Scientology, it's vaccinology. That's my little play on words. It's the cult of the vaccine.
I totally agree. It's about them getting in your body. I mean, what a powerful cult. We own your body. We're going to track you. We're going to make sure you have us in your body. They have total control if they do that.
They do, and it's going on every day. The good news is the people have woken up. The latest poll, and it wasn't Rasmussen that they can claim leans right, which isn't true. It's just accurate. But it was a liberal poll. I can't remember the name now, but it was a liberal-leaning pollster who generally oversamples Democrats like they all do. And it still showed Biden, as of yesterday, at 36% approval, which is the lowest I think of any president in modern history, and it's oversampling Democrats. So you know the real number is in the 20s, and Kamala's real number is in the teens or single digits. He is the single most despised, unpopular, and mocked president in the history of America. He's the best thing that ever happened to Jimmy Carter because he took Carter off the list as the most hated, mocked, despised, incompetent, and communist president of the United States. He now beats Jimmy Carter. here. So the people know. But the question for President Trump is not just vaccines, but also can you win a rigged election? What if we win by a landslide, but after they rig it, we lose by a little bit? How can you be confident we're going to win in a landslide when we know they stole the last election and they're going to try to double their efforts and triple their efforts and steal this election with more ongoing COVID pandemic, therefore leading to more mail-in ballots by the millions, which are all fake fraud ballots with no voter ID and no verification of signature? That's how they plan on beating us. Keep COVID going, keep the pandemic going, keep the scam going, and make sure that they cheat us in the election. That's what I worry about at night when I'm going to sleep. Those are the issues.
I totally agree with you, Wayne. And you're always on fire, but you're really on fire right now. And I just, if Trump came out against the shot, admitted he was conned, he would just be 10 times bigger. And I just wonder, has he been blackmailed? Has he been compromised? I don't think he did anything actually criminal, but they've got so many investigations going. Is it his sons? Is it somebody else? Has Trump been compromised?
Or is it just that every politician has so much stock on Wall Street in the vaccine companies that they're making millions a day as the pandemic is extended?
Oh, yeah. What'd you make of Pelosi a week ago going, of course we're allowed to insider trade, which isn't true. I mean, the arrogance.
Well, think about it. When I mentioned the fear porn by the media, Alex, the more they scare the public into going to the hospital and the more they quote the hospital stats and the more they ban ivermectin, the more people decide to get the vaccine because they're scared to death. And the more the stocks go up and the more billionaires are created at Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, AstraZeneca, well, they're killing millions of people. And the politicians, maybe they're not becoming billionaires, but they're making millions, tens of millions, maybe even hundreds of millions. Nancy Pelosi's husband, John Kerry's wife, they're billionaires. So when they invest in Pfizer, they're not buying $1,000 worth of stock. They're buying $30 million, $100 million. If it doubles, they made $100 million in a month on Pfizer. This is what's happening to America.
Exactly. It's corrupt. A total just orgy of corruption, a bum rush to grab everything they've got while they destroy the infrastructure that their money is going to be spent. Because what if you got a bunch of money, but there's no civilization? Let's say we blow the world up, nuclear war, you're in a bunker, you've got $1 trillion in $100 bills. It's worth nothing because it won't buy anything. Don't they get that? They're not worried about the infrastructure and the community and the humans. They're just worried about bottom line numbers. It's insanity.
Well, I think the real truth is, Alex, that if you're worth $100,000 or $500,000, you have a house that's worth $1 million and you have $100,000 in the bank, that's a middle class, upper middle class person. And of course, millions of Americans don't even have that. But those people will get wiped out by massive Weimar Republic-like inflation that's here and that's coming and it's getting worse. But if you have $150 million in the bank or $1 billion in an offshore account, they're never going to wipe you out. The billion may only be worth $250 million now. That's not so bad.
Well, sure, you're always parlaying. You're always parlaying the inflation to buy new stuff, so you're ahead of the curve.
Right. So they're never going to get hurt. If you're rich enough, powerful enough, insider connected enough, you won't get hurt a lot, but you'll wipe out the competition. You know, Costco and Walmart and Lowe's and Home Depot, they just keep getting...
Oh, they're supporting Black Lives Matter burning down the small stores because that gets further competition. Wayne Allen Root, amazing. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you next year. We'll be right back in hour number four.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.